front driver's tire of the Bearcat is on his driver's door, and he is facing east. I am facing west.
So you'd rather we walk up on foot from Walnut than come up from the south off an alley or something to that effect?
The alley is the other option. We go north in the alley between Maple and Ashland.
Will he be able to come up from the alley to get to you?
Yeah, the alley is going to be your safest approach because he cannot see over the hood of the Bearcat or anything else. So I would take the alley approach to the back door of the Bearcat.
Alley between Maple and Ashland, or between Chestnut and Maple? Joel, the alleyway next to the quick check between Maple and Chestnut?
Yeah, between Ashland and Maple. And then take the alley north up to Walnut. So like from Howard towards Walnut.
All right, we're crossing the Tillman.
Lonsbox, 2 minutes from the PD.
Copy, Lonsbox. We're still here at the PD.
Herwell, do you have an ETA?
I'm ready to the jail. About 10 minutes.
10-4. For now, keep coming to the PD. Otherwise, if we push up before you're here, I'll let you know where we're going to stay at the trailer so you can just report there. But for now, come to PD.
Where the command, can you confirm he's talking to negotiators? Because we can see he's talking to someone on the phone.
603 units, negotiators are talking to him.
Good copy, thank you.
Solve that to Liberta.
Go ahead.
I think we should request permission to start moving the gas.
I'll give you a call. You have your phone on you?
Negative. Call Scanlon.
603, you guys, just an update. He's telling negotiators worried about us hurting him when he comes out, and we're still trying to get him to drop gun out of car.
Roberta, he just lifted the gun up towards himself again.
In the passenger seat, gun to his head, finger on trigger.
He's leaning back in the passenger seat with a gun to his head. Roberta Command, did we ever get a county sniper team to be able to come out here?
County OIC is with us. We're discussing on additional personnel.
Liberta to Command, another thought that we could utilize would be one of their bomb robots. We could get that thing right up by the car then and get visual in. All right, just put the gun back on the dash. His hand is off the gun, his hands are free, and the gun is on the dash.
EOD robot is on scene, pre-staged with a backup phone if needed.
606, Liberta. Go ahead. Should we need to, the EOD can... robot can break a window and drop the acid for us if we need to.
10-4. Would they be able to stick a camera up in there so we can see in better?
603 units, we're getting intel that he says he's ready to come out now.
He needs to drop the gun out the driver's side window. He has it currently on the dash with very easy accessibility to it. If he puts it out that driver's side window, we'll move the Bearcat away and he can surrender.
Copy. We will relay. 603 units, they are working on him dropping the gun out.
Looks like he's considering possibly complying. He keeps going for the gun, he's leading towards the driver's side window. It's almost as if he's thought about it twice, but then hesitated dropping it out the window. For all 600 units, so he's a male Asian. He's got a black Nike Air sweatshirt on with a gold cross chain around his neck. Again, male Asian, black Nike Air sweatshirt. It's mostly black with a little white on front and a gold cross chain around his neck to his front. Roberta to Scanlon. But another thought, if we need to shake things up a little bit, is I could pull my Bearcat just straight ahead along the side of his car. It would cause quite a bit of ruckus, and we could also probably get a better vantage point looking down and in the car if we were forward about 5 or 6 feet for consideration.
Yeah, as long as we don't lose containment.
I'll see what negotiations can come up with here, and then we'll look at that as an option.
Roberta, the Bearcat driver is saying the side windows look pretty tinted, so it may be hard to see through there.
Yeah, he has his driver's side window all the way down. I guess it is a possibility he could roll it up on us, so that's something to think about.
603 units, negotiations are going very positive right now. Let's keep placement of vehicles as is for time being.
All right, he had the gun in his hand and he motioned towards the window as if he was going to do it, but he put it back on the dash. Roberta, Scanlon and Salzman, you guys just want to be ready to back that thing up when he drops his gun out, because I don't want to give him time to think about a different plan or come up with anything else once that gun comes out the window.
Yes. So we'll leave about 30 seconds to prep our dog and our team, not even 15 seconds.
10-4. That last go around there, about 45 seconds ago, it looked like he was just about to comply, but he did. Still on the dash.
Gun is out the window. Roberta can confirm 100% the gun is out of the window and in front of Bearcat number one.
His hands are empty. He has nothing in his hands, and again, the gun is out of the driver's side window. He still has his cell phone.
Stand by. Let's all not have the presumption that he does not have another pistol. Just so we're all in the same mindset.
Negotiators are giving him surrender ritual right now.
You guys ready for us to move? All right. We're moving.
Negotiators are still giving him direction.
He's currently smoking meth in the passenger seat. Bearcat has moved back. He is able to come out of his driver's side. He's about to exit. He's got his hand on the door handle. He has a pipe in his hand. He has a pipe. It's some sort of a pipe he has in his hand right now. He's reaching around the car, guys, so be cautious. He might have a second firearm. He's reaching around in the vehicle right now.
Do you have any intel on a pipe bomb or any explosives on this guy in the past? Not for the GURP.
He's still reaching around. He's lighting up a cigarette right now. So what he had in his hand before almost looked like a baton, like one of our expendable batons. He lit up a cigarette, and it looks like he just has his phone in his hand now, but he is reaching all over the car. He's got his cell phone. It looks like he's about to come out. He's got a lighter in his hand, a cigarette, and his cell phone.
Mail just hung up with negotiators.
Yeah, he's got some sort of pipe. It's like a foot long. Now, the door's open. He just has a cigarette and a lighter in his hand. He's coming out. Subject out of the car with his hands up. We don't see anything in his back pockets. Nothing in his back pockets that we can see visibly. We have the subject on his knees with his hands on his head at this time. Subject is handcuffed and being walked back. We did not clear the car yet. We did clear the car yet. Keep eyes on the car. Did not fully clear that car yet.
Good copy.
I can send the dog in there anytime you want. Bird assault, but guys here with what they saw in his hand, they're actually concerned that that might be a pipe bomb that he was messing with. I don't know if you want to send your dog in there, if we can get maybe a bot to come up and look, but it was about a foot long. It was a metal pipe of some sort, and our guys that had the bot up here were concerned, and Herwell's concerned it might be some sort of a bomb.
Yeah, we can see it. There are some wires, so we'll the bot do it that way.
Well, let's make sure everyone's set back behind hard cover in case there is a fuse to this thing. I don't know what type of bomb it is, but a pipe bomb can do some pretty good damage, so let's make sure we're behind hard cover.
We are discussing it with Brown County OIC.
606, we can evac our target straight north and to the north of the blue house on the corner of Maple and Walnut. We can get a squad back on North Maple. Back up, we've got a squad back here on North Maple, 100 blocks.
Okay, we don't have one, we can send one from command.
Yeah, we have 2,600 units at all of our target on 100 North Maple. We'll need to get him in a squad and get our operators back to us.
Temporarily going to the Coney squad.
603 units, is the subject injured at all?
He denied it multiple times of being injured.
602 the unit. EOD will be en route to your location to discuss strategy.
View of what we're talking about, the open passenger door.
Good copy. Just make sure that you keep armor in position in case of blast.
For what it's worth, he says there is no bomb inside.
Bearcat Team 1, Luberta's team, we're completely inside the Bearcat and buttoned up.
We're going to button up Bearcat number 2, so we're ready to make a move. You guys, is that camera able to visually see that there's nobody else in the car?
For Bearcat 1, it's a negative. We only had an angle of the driver's side window. But we can confirm that I'd say 95% of the car is clear, unless there's someone very small hiding behind the driver's seat on the floorboard. But 95% of the car is clear, besides that, behind the driver's seat and the trunk.
Big and last.
Well, I'm trying to get a hold of you. Does patrol know that we're still sitting here because we believe possibly an IED, because they're out walking around the close?
We're relaying that again.
Liberta to command, EOD operator outside the car gave us a thumbs up indicating everything's okay. You just want to confirm that?
I believe he's at your location, not with us.
Yeah, we're inside the Bearcat, so it looks like some of them are walking up to the other Bearcat right now. I didn't know if you had a representative with you at command.
Not with EOD, just County SWAT.
All right, they confirmed it's empty. They're not touching it. We're going to send our team up just to double check and verify the car is clear.
Good copy.
I copy. Team 1 will stay in place, and Bearcat 1 and Team 2 will move up and clear the car.
So, Kane, we're moving up to the vehicle right now. We're going to do a limited movement inside there for evidentiary value.
10-4.
Alright, there's a bullet hole in the trunk and there's no keys. We're having trouble opening the trunk. If you want to back up Bearcat number 1, we'll try the trunk latch.
We copy. We're backing up Bearcat 1.
saying the firearm is right behind you in the grass, so just watch out for that. Operator Kane, the vehicle is clear. No other suspects. We do have the firearm laying in the lawn here, so we'll need a patrol up here to take custody of either watching this or collecting it.
Good copy. Great work. We will get a patrol officer to your location.
And for just make them aware, this is a pretty good crime scene with a lot of shell casings around the vehicle, so we're going to have to be careful while we're walking and everything like that when they do come up.
Okay, 606 to command.
2 Bravo 2, approach off of Ashland.
What?
Do we have an investigative supervisor we can turn the scene over to? Or do you want to turn it over to?
Okay. Ben Agron is the OIC of the investigation.
Sam, do you want me to reposition my squad at the end of the hour?
Okay. Once we get him up here, we can start moving 600 units up.
I believe he may be back at headquarters. He left here when he was advised he was the OIC of it.
Completely shut down from Ashland all the way to Broadway.
All right, could you contact him and see who we're going to turn the scene over to?
Scene secure with the...
Yeah, we'll get it. In the meantime, turn it over to the patrol sergeant.
But again, we're going to keep Walnut closed both directions from Ashland to Broadway.
We're bringing everyone inside Bearcat 1. You can leave Bearcat in place and then go out the back door and we can egress back down the alley back to the trailer. Just watch your footing as we leave the scene here.
602 to all units. Are we clear of the scene?
Negative. We're trying to turn this over to patrol.
Good copy. Just give me a heads up when you're done.
Most of the team made their way back to the trailer on Howard in the 600 block. We just got a few more back turning it over. All 600 units, make your way back to Howard 600 block. Lieutenant Cannon just turned it over to Sergeant Metzger. We should all be moving back to Howard.
Good copy, thank you.
Alderman, if you're calling, you're really hard to hear and I'm broken up. I'm having radio issues, I think. I will meet you guys at the station. I have to give an officer a ride there. I copy, you'll meet us at the station.